Washington, Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly is back in Washington, D.C., Wednesday to meet with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio as Canada faces the prospect of devastating tariffs landing as early as Saturday. Joly said Monday that she still believes diplomacy can fend off President Donald Trump's plan to hit Canada with 25% across-the-board duties. She spoke with Rubio by phone last week and described the new Secretary of State as a good interlocutor. Joly said they spoke about the importance of standing up against China together. This is Jolie's fifth visit to the U.S. since last November's presidential election, part of her efforts to convince American lawmakers that imposing tariffs on Canada would run counter to both countries' interests. But White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said Tuesday that Trump's earlier indication that tariffs against Mexico and Canada would kick in on February 1 was still on the books. The president's massive tariff plan was reinforced by Trump's choice to lead the U.S. Department of Commerce. Billionaire financier Howard Lutnick told his confirmation hearing Wednesday that he prefers duties on entire countries rather than on specific products. He said across-the-board tariffs create reciprocity, fairness, and respect. My way of thinking, and I've discussed this with the president, is country by country, macro. Let America make it more fair, Lutnick said. We are treated horribly by the global trading environment. They all have higher tariffs, non-tariff trade barriers, and subsidies. They treat us poorly. If he's confirmed by the Senate, Lutnick will oversee a sprawling cabinet agency and Trump's tariff agenda. He would work with Jameson Greer, Trump's nominee for U.S. Trade Representative. Greer played a key role in the first Trump administration in imposing tariffs on China and negotiating the Canada-U.S.-Mexico agreement. Ontario Progressive Conservative leader Doug Ford pitched himself Wednesday as the best steward of the province's economy in the face of an unpredictable American president. This isn't just about tariffs. The president has threatened economic force. He's even floated the unthinkable, taking over Canadian territory, Ford said during his first official campaign event in Windsor, against the backdrop of the Ambassador Bridge to the U.S. Let me say this loud and clear, Canada is not for sale. Ford has said Tuesday's dissolution of the provincial legislature, which prompted a winter snap election, was required to get a strong mandate to push back on Trump's threats. Opposition parties say Ford is trying to capitalize on good polling numbers. Ford stuck to his justification Wednesday, saying duties are a game to the president. He seeks to divide and conquer, whether he imposes tariffs next week, next month, or waits another year or more, he said. Trump's threats are not going away. The Ontario leader remains chair of the Council of the Federation, a forum for Canada's 13 premiers. They were set to hold a virtual meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on retaliatory tariffs and Canada-U.S. issues Wednesday. Ottawa has prepared multiple options for retaliatory tariffs, depending on what Trump ultimately does. With files from Allison Jones in Toronto, this report by the Canadian Press was first published January 29, 2025. Kelly Geraldine Malone, The Canadian Press.